Well, this is wonderful. I am just very, very happy, very delighted that Bhante, that Sangharakshita accepted our invitation to come and speak at the Buddhafield Festival, to come and speak to Buddhafield. Whatever Buddhafield is, it's a bit of a question, and it's not right, I think, to characterise Buddhafield as some sort of throwback to the 60s and 70s. I don't think that's right. But Buddhafield does, I think, encapsulate something of that spirit of radical exploration of alternatives. I think we can say that. And I think it's a happy marriage, inasmuch as the FWBO was born in those years, in the 60s and 70s. That's where it came about. It came out of that spirit, that radical spirit, because when Bhante started the FWBO, he was able to meet that radical desire, that radical spirit, and show how Buddhism can so well help us discern what is truly radical, and change ourselves and change the world around us. I think Bhante showed us how Buddhism can help us to find out how to do that. I think that's very important. And also how Buddhism can show us many ways that we can live together. I think that's also very important. So I'm just very, very grateful for this. I'm very grateful he's come. And I also feel it's quite an honour that he seems to have let his hair grow a little bit for this occasion. I don't know if it's deliberate, but it is a little bit longer than usual. Last night at the meditation shrine at the top of the hill, we did a white Tara puja, chanting mantras for Bhante's long life. And I was in there and I was meditating and I was reflecting as we chanted what it means to receive inspiration from others more experienced than ourselves. And at the same time, I was aware I'd be introducing Bhante this afternoon. And the thought that kept coming into my mind was that Bhante's name has always been so fitting for us. Bhante's name, Sangharakshita. Even though it seemed that he was given this name in a very arbitrary, throwaway sort of way. But even so, the name itself really works. It really worked. In the 60s and the 70s, for us, Sangharakshita meant protector of the Sangha, or the spiritual community. And this translation of the name fitted our image of ourselves, I think, as a community brought together through Sangharakshita's vision. He was our protector, if you like. But then, many years later, relatively recently, we got some kind of update on the translation. We learned that the Rakshita part of the name is actually passive. I mean, I hope this is true. This is what I hear. And the name means protected by the Sangha. Protected by the Sangha. And this is a big difference. And for me, the meaning of the name is much more interesting, much more thought-provoking, and even quite mysterious. Because how would anyone, let alone Bhante, be protected by the Sangha? How does that work? However you interpret that word, whether you interpret it as the community of practitioners, or as the community of ordained practitioners, or even as the community of enlightened Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, I don't know. But anyway, maybe Bhante's talk this afternoon, which I think is called Entering the Sangha, maybe that's going to give us some clues. I expect they will. So I'm really looking forward to hearing what you have to say.